E. coli is an unpopular bacteria. It can make people very sick. Its presence along Lake Michigan shores, including at Milwaukee's Bradford Beach, has raised public health alarms and caused beach closures. Over time, teams here installed rain gardens in strategic locations to slow down and treat stormwater runoff before it reaches Lake Michigan. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz tells us about a new project above Bradford Beach in Lake Park that will soon add another layer of green treatment.
The new green system that will help buffer Bradford Beach from E. coli carries a cumbersome name, Regenerative Stormwater Conveyance, or RSC.
Basically, what they are is a series of pools or rain gardens. You have a pool and then sort of a drop to the next pool, to the next pool, to the next pool. So it's a stair step of pools.
That's project engineer Adrian Cizik. She says the rainwater cascades over rocks on its way to the pool below. Along the way, native vegetation drinks up some of the water and filters out pollutants such as phosphorus and bacteria. She explains that traditional stormwater technology often chops the process into three phases: storing the rainwater, treating it,
which we see in bioretention systems, conveyance, sort of slowing down that flow, which we see in stream restoration.
Cizik says RSC wraps those elements into a single footprint, mimicking nature. She learned about the technique while working on her PhD at North Carolina State University. Cizik studied places where RSCs are commonplace, especially installations along Chesapeake Bay. Cizik learned RSCs also come with fringe benefits, creating wildlife habitat and providing humans with the opportunity to learn and recreate.
Get the RSC experience.
And you can walk across the boulder weir sections while some water is flowing through, as long as it's not very deep.
This is Cizik's boss, civil engineer Carrie Bristol Grohl.
She was really diligent in just saying, you need to sit down and listen to me. And so I finally did, and it is not something that we're doing in Wisconsin or really in the Midwest.
Bristol Grohl owns Stormwater Solutions Engineering. It was one of the first tenants in the Global Water Center. Her team carried out its own pilot, constructing a small RSC system for a client in Illinois.
So we called this Engineers Without State Borders.
Bristol Grohl became a convert. She reached out to local contractors.
We had one of the East Coast specialists call in and talk us through some of the mishaps he's seen in the past or some of the pitfalls.
Finally, a potential project collided with funding when the Milwaukee County Parks Department called. The Friends group that tends Lake Park's North Point Lighthouse was looking to make upgrades.
Initially, they wanted just a porous pavement driveway to the lighthouse and a couple of rain gardens. Okay. And we said, that's good, but it's not really good enough to get a grant. We need to be a little sexier than that.
Bristol Grohl had her eye on the highly eroded ravine near the lighthouse.
The project grew when we met Carrie.
I'm sorry, John.
And
that's
really,
John Scripp, president
really
of the Friends Group. It spent years raising money to transform the 1888 station from a decaying structure to gleaming public space.
The keeper's quarters, it was in pretty bad shape. There was nothing to preserve on the inside. We took out the non-load-bearing partitions and made exhibit space for what you've seen inside.
Scripp says the undertaking cost $1.6 million, and after 10 tough years of work, the volunteers hadn't mustered the energy to think about tending the ravine and its crumbling pedestrian trail.
So here we're coming down to the South Lion Bridge.
We gaze down at the debris-strewn ravine.
That's about where the restoration starts, going downstream.
Scripp hopes by the end of the summer, visitors will see Adrian Cizik's design, 14 pools interspersed by 5 cascades. And the system should do more than look and act natural. The RSC is meant to withstand a 100-year storm.
And something that we call connect the dots of stormwater, pollution, preservation, management.
It's costing nearly $300,000 to connect the dots. Scripp says volunteers are raising the final $40,000 needed to create Milwaukee's first regenerative stormwater conveyance system. Oh, and the lighthouse will also get its porous pavement and rain gardens. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.